You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper, and what a time it is. Oh, let me give you some new information here. First, right off the bat, the newspaper did not go to press on Monday. We have so much information coming in and so much new information that I actually, for the first time in my life and never dreamed that I would ever do it, yelled, "Stop the presses!" And our new press date is Friday. And we are going to press on Friday no matter what. No matter what. But I felt that this story is so important that we had to have as much of the truth as we could possibly gather and be able to print it in this issue of the newspaper, because to break up the story might cause some people to ignore some things. And I, for one, do not wish that to happen. Now, for those of you who would like to subscribe to Veritas, it is $15 for 6 issues, $30 for 12 issues, $40 for 18 issues, and $50 for 24 issues. The $50 for 24 issues is the best deal. In fact, once you see this paper, you'll want the best deal, believe me. And everyone who has seen it so far says it's the best newspaper that they have ever read. It goes to everybody in Washington, D.C., and I mean everybody from the president right on down. That comes out of my pocket, you see, because it's no use printing a newspaper full of the truth if the people who need to act on the truth and the people who need to be revealed by the truth don't even know that you printed the newspaper. We need your subscriptions to offset that, because it's a little painful. But we'll do that as long as, well, we're going to do it, period. If you would like to contact the editors, and folks, do not use this email address to contact me or CAGI or the Intelligence Service. It is for the editors of Veritas only. If you wish to write a letter to the editor, or discuss something about your subscription, or something about the newspaper, use this email address. Any mail addressed to me, or to CAGI, or to the Intelligence Service will be deleted and ignored. So you're wasting your time if you even attempt it. The editors of the newspaper don't have time to be sorting through mail for somebody else. Believe me, putting this newspaper together, laying it out, pasting it up, and getting it printed and then into the mail is one of the most overwhelming tasks that I have ever seen anybody do in my life or participated in myself. It is just overwhelming. So this is the email address for the internet. veds@aol.com. That's V as in Victor, E, D as in dog, S as in snowman, @AOL.com. That's VEDS@AOL.com. Our area code has changed, folks. And for a little while, you can still use 602, but at some unknown date, they're going to pull the switch on 602, and you must use the new area code. So write down these phone numbers. The voice number here at the Research Center for CAGI and the Intelligence Service are for me. This is not for Veritas. Is 520-337-2562. That's 520-337-2562. The fax number is a new number, and it's also the call-in line when we take calls on the air. So write this down, ladies and gentlemen. This is our fax number. When I take calls on the air, it is also the call-in number, 520-337-2922. That's 520-337-2922. Now, some of you may have tried to fax on the old number. It is no longer in service. You must use this number. Remember, it's disconnected about 30 minutes before we go on the air, and will remain disconnected until about 30 minutes after the broadcast. If you've been trying to send us information via fax, please do so at this new number. If you have information that will help us, please call and fax your information to 520-337-2922. The BBS is down for maintenance and software upgrade. It will be an entirely new BBS when it goes back online. The number for that, when it's back online, I'll tell you, but you can write the number down now. It's 520-337-2592. That's 520-337-2592. Now, for your information, the BBS is for sharing of information for everyone. There are private areas on the board for members. The only rule that we have is nothing illegal or unlawful is to be discussed, or ventured, or proposed in any manner, way, shape, or form, and no one is allowed to attack any other person for any reason. If you don't like the message that they leave, ignore it. If you attack in a message, in any manner, any other person using our BBS, you will be locked out forever and there is no appeal. Also, pay attention to the security of the board and the sign-on procedure, because if you violate the security of the board, you will be locked out forever and there is no appeal. No appeal whatsoever. We don't play any games here, and we don't have time for little kids. The Veritas number. If you have questions for Veritas, for subscription, or anything like that, call 520-337-2878. This is the Veritas number. It's to be used for Veritas matters only. Don't call me on that line. Don't try to reach the intelligence service or CAGI. It is for Veritas only. 520-337-2878. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we're not on satellite now. We've lost our satellite. The very moment that Bill Clinton attacked shortwave talk show hosts, the satellite strangely began to suffer difficulties. And so we lost it. Actually, I don't believe that there's anything wrong with the satellite whatsoever. And it's going to take a lot of convincing because of the circumstances under which these technical difficulties automatically and precipitously became evident to the owners of the satellite was exactly the same moment that President Clinton attacked shortwave talk show hosts. So our satellite network is currently looking for another satellite. If we are successful in getting one, I will tell you about it. So, there's an attack upon the Constitution, folks, upon patriots, upon Americans, upon Christians, upon a lot of people right now, by international socialism, which wants to destroy the sovereignty of nation states, create a police state, and bring about a one-world government. And this is not conjecture, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a fact. And I've proven it to you over and over again, and I've read it to you in the law, in the treaties, in the exact words, quotes of those involved. Your congressmen know all about it, and Newt Gingrich is the biggest liar of all. ABC Nightline last night, even though ABC Nightline and Ted Koppel knew that FBI Director Free had made a statement to Janet Reno and to the press, and it was reported in some of the press, but not very much of it, that the militia is not involved in the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. Did you hear what I said? Yet ABC Nightline last night, even though they knew this, ran a show investigating the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, linking the suspects to the state militias. And investigators looked into a connection between the militias and the National Rifle Association. Nightline looked at the relationship between these groups and the role they may have played in the Oklahoma City bombing, knowing full well at the time that they did the show that the militia was cleared by Director Free of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The scumbag, lying communist news network discredited puke-faced Tim Koppel, Ted Koppel, press. Maybe he is Tim Koppel. Maybe he is. He lies about everything else. Why not his name? I'll bet if we looked into it, I bet you that's not his name. All of these people in the media change their names anyway to some cutesy little thing that has a good sound with sound bites. Did you know that? I'm sick to death of these people. The press is discredited. 100%. Completely and totally discredited, and so is Rush Limbaugh and all the other people who claim to care about this country. The only thing they care about is their pocketbook and their agenda of a one-world government. Did you know that in the first few nights that Rush Limbaugh aired his television show, on the bookcase behind him was a square and compass? And then one night it mysteriously vanished, as if someone told him, they're on to that. They're on to the Masonic connection. You better get rid of it. And he did. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door. Hey, hi. Something's not right.
Throw out your arms.
And I'm from the IRS with a hard attack. Did you want to complain? Stay with the facts.
Get out of this house. Surrender your taxes. Give me your gold. You better obey if you want to come home. Answer this man and do what you're told.
Hillary Shalala, Reno Janet Dyke, reading the words of General Albert Pike, the moneyed founder of the Ku Klux Klan, engineer of the Masonic Master Plan. Pike said Lucifer is God across this land. And Clinton saying hit the mark with your right hand. While we're all dancing to the drums of uproar of right, Clinton's preparing it for another huge attack. Hike. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, creates a panic and rape the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program agitation. Clinton's preparing it for another.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, everything is topsy-turvy. Wrong is right, and right is wrong. Everything is backwards, upside down, and inside out. A man who buried 9 newborn puppies alive, only to have their mother dig them up, was sentenced Friday to 4 months in jail. Robert Homrigus, 41, of Oakland Park, Florida, also was fined $1,000, ordered to undergo a psychiatric examination, and barred from owning dogs or cats during a 5-year probation period. He was convicted on 3 felony charges of aggravated animal abuse and 6 misdemeanor counts of animal abandonment. Authorities said he buried 9 newborn Rottweiler pups in January. Their mother, Sheba, freed herself from a leash and rescued them the next day. 3 later died of exposure. What's wrong with this? You think I have a hard heart? Not at all. I have a dog for my little daughter. In fact, we bought the dog when my daughter was born, so the dog and my daughter would grow up together. Now they are best friends. We also have a little ferret named Baby. The dog is named Sugar Bear. We love these animals as if they were a part of our family. I love all animals. My daughter and I sometimes drive out in the country and talk to cows. You can imagine me doing that. We love to go into one of the last virgin forests in the United States, which is only a 20-minute drive from my home, where we can see all the different wild animals. One of our greatest thrills was when two mother wild turkeys and their little newly hatched chicks crossed the road in front of our Bronco. They weren't afraid of us, and we had no intention of hurting them. But just to see a wild turkey is such a rare sight that to see two mother wild turkeys with chicks following them is so unusual that it's almost unbelievable. But we did, and we have photographs to prove it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what is wrong with this? You see, I don't, I certainly don't think this guy is a neat guy that buried these nine newborn puppies. What is wrong with this, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that it's okay to hack a baby to death inside the womb of its mother, pull its little arms off, pull its head from its body, and piece by piece extract an unborn baby from the womb simply because the mother doesn't like being pregnant. It's okay to go to sleep around every night, but you know what I mean? No responsibility whatsoever. And what's wrong with this, ladies and gentlemen? It's okay to do that to a human fetus, but this guy who buried nine newborn puppies was given felony sentences and fined $1,000. Aggravated animal abuse and six misdemeanor counts of animal abandonment. Isn't this amazing? Explain this to me, somebody out there, because that is insane!
Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and erase the nation. Christ righteous creation. Incite black and white, program education. We're all dancing to the drums of uproar, right? Satan's preparing it for another huge attack. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and erase the nation. Crisis creation. Incite black and white, program education. Satan's preparing it for another huge attack. Order out of chaos, depression, inflation, create the panic and erase the nation. Crisis creation.
Crisis creation. Destroy everything. Just turn it upside down. Whoop it up. FBI's Hoover uncovered in a wild G-man. For half a century, J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI's famed crime fighter, cultivated a squeaky clean image of fearless incorruptibility and an implacable hatred of communists, Nazis, and gangsters. In the 23 years since Hoover died in office, he has been revealed as a self-hating homosexual, a racist tyrant who exploited the Bureau as his petty fiefdom, and a spying blackmailer. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll buy racist tyrant. I'll buy exploited the Bureau as his petty fiefdom, and I'll buy a spying blackmailer because he did all of those things. But the communists and those that he prosecuted, those that he revealed, those that he uncovered have to destroy J. Edgar Hoover because they have to destroy all that he wrote on communism and international socialism and their plans to take over the world. So they brand him a self-hating homosexual. and it isn't true. By the way, that's Chicago Tribune. They're going to have a slapstick Blue Rider Theater G-Man Day in the life of J. Edgar Hoover as a ribald spoof by Tim Fiore and Michael Vitale that shows Hoover's hypocrisy and eccentricities, among the latter his unpredictable electric toilet seat and his obsession with killing bacteria with ultraviolet rays. Ultraviolet rays do kill bacteria. And all of this stuff about homosexuality and everything else. Folks, you know me. I don't care if you're homosexual. I don't care. I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't care how you live your life. I believe in liberty, and that's why we founded the Constitution Party. Bring everybody together under our common bond, liberty. But this is a method that our enemies use to destroy people, to discredit them. They cannot deal with what Hitler wrote. And if you don't believe me, you go look for the, not Hitler, but I've got all this stuff on my mind after Oklahoma City. I'm telling you, I'm working hard on these stories for the newspaper. And I have all these facts and names and things going around in my mind. It's a wonder that I can even do the show. But Hoover wrote the definitive expose of the Communist International's plan to destroy the United States of America and take over in a world totalitarian socialist government. And they have to destroy him, they have to discredit him, and they have to get rid of any idea that anyone should ever read his books. And I'm telling you, you better read them. And you better read a lot of other things, too. Did you know, for instance, that Newt Gingrich, Republican Speaker of the House, has a very interesting past? Did you know that his first political activity was in the Nelson Rockefeller campaign? Did you know that? Did you know that Newt Gingrich dodged the draft and Vietnam? Did you know that? Did you know that Newt was a draft dodger? Did you know that Newt Gingrich belongs to the Council on Foreign Relations and the NAACP? There's nothing wrong with this, but he speaks one rhetoric and does something else. He deceives people. In 1974, he ran for Congress as a liberal and lost. Did you know that? He ran in 1976 as a conservative and won. He has voted for this. Listen, folks, he voted for deficit spending, he voted for welfare, he voted for foreign aid, and he voted for big government. And he has been the co-sponsor of several major anti-gun legislations. When the majority of the voters last November spoke out for change and the bright light of leadership shined on him, he became the prophet to lead the conservative, angry, white male, middle-class workers out of the liberal swamp. So far, he is pretending that he's doing a good job. But he's not doing a good job at all. In fact, this contract with America is nothing but a scam. You see, it's supposed to be Republicans getting the job done. What they did is they fooled you. The House makes a contract with America. And all they tell you is they will introduce this legislation within the first 100 days. Whether it passes the House or not, it never gets through the Senate. And then Newt stands up and says, well, we fulfilled our promise. Baloney. You haven't fulfilled anything, Newt. You can feel really good about yourself for a little while, but the American people are catching on to all of you scammy scumbags. And that is a fact.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the
idea. A new world order. It is a big idea. A new world order.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, there's a loud knock on your door.
Hey, Helen.
Something's not right.
Throw out your arms.
Well, folks, you think it's any, did you know that 3 weeks before the bomb went off in Oklahoma City, there was a government expert there to brief the officials in Oklahoma City on domestic counterterrorism? Were you aware of that? To brief the officials in Oklahoma City on domestic counterterrorism. Out of all of the cities in the entire United States of America, why did they pick Oklahoma City just 3 weeks before it occurred? Did you know that the secretaries that we have managed to talk to have told us that the FBI agents and BATF agents did not come to work that morning? And they were amazed because all the time they've been working there, they always show up a few minutes before 9 o'clock, just like clockwork every single morning. They do their paperwork and then they go out from then. That morning, they did not come in. And a lot of other supervisory personnel and major government people were not in that building. The people wounded, injured, or killed were worker bees, secretaries, clerks. With one exception, some of the Secret Service agents went to work. Guess which ones, folks, and guess which one of them got killed? Yep. President Clinton attended the funeral of one of the Secret Service agents, or so we have been advised, who had been, once again, head of his security detail. Isn't it amazing how many of these people end up dead? Just amazing. Did you know that just before Waco, Texas, in fact, the month before, there were several meetings of law enforcement agencies around the country, federal agencies, and they were told that there would be a major assault upon the militia at some point in the near future. And then the assets of the intelligence community leaked out. March 24th and 25th was the target dates. We knew that that was a ruse to measure the response of the militia. And we published that in our newspaper, that it was not a genuine threat. Could it be that the genuine threat was to be after the bombing on April the 19th in Oklahoma City? You see, I have on videotape, when I spoke in the state of Michigan, a federal agent for the Bureau of Immigration and Naturalization raised his hand and also raised his badge and his identification, which I examined to make sure that he was the real thing, and stated that law enforcement agencies had met and had discussed and had been told there would be a major assault upon the militias. And then in Strategic Investment, March 22, 1995, this article appeared. The slaughter of dozens of women and children in Waco by government stormtroopers under the command of Field Marshal Reno may pale in comparison to what has been planned for late March. Remember, the late March date was a ruse to measure the responsiveness of the militia to a threat. A nationwide BATF-FBI assault on private militias as the prelude to a possible declaration of martial law throughout the United States. The establishment media, now tell me if this doesn't sound familiar to you. The establishment media is programmed to immediately thereafter thunderously bellow for nationwide gun confiscation and even martial law. The Senate Armed Force Committee has been alerted and is questioning key defense and justice people behind closed doors. Hopefully, Reno's Waco 2 can be stopped in time, but that it was plotted in the first place should be a sobering lesson as to what a horrifying extent liberalism, the political philosophy of the administration, and the Democratic Party has been converted into a close cousin of fascism. Now, we happen to know that Strategic Investment is a company asset. In case you weren't aware of that. Now, if you don't know what company asset is, you got no business listening to this broadcast. Cleveland Plain Dealer by Joe Dirk. When I saw the purported questionnaire from the Ohio Education Association, my first reaction was that it must be some sort of setup. Supposedly circulated at a statewide meeting of the teachers' union last December, the one-page questionnaire begins with these words. Listen carefully, folks. Please complete the following. Been charged by the OEA President and Executive Committee to collect information on far-right groups and their activities in Ohio schools and make recommendations for strategies school employees can use to combat the negative impact of such activities. The first question asked, are any of the school board members in your school district known or suspected to be proponents of the radical right? If yes, how many? There followed spaces marked known and suspected for the teachers to fill in. Question 2 read, has your school district experienced any of the following activity typical of the radical right? There was a list of more than 20 education issues, and teachers were supposed to mark any that were under challenge in their districts, ranging from AIDS curricula to outcome-based education. There were more questions, including what radical right groups are active in your area? But before I even got that far, I pretty much decided the whole thing was bogus. Somebody, I figured, is trying to make the teachers look like a bunch of Senator McCarthyites. Are you now, or have you ever been a member of the radical right? I made a few phone calls and finally ended up talking to OEA President Mike Villarakis, whom I fully expected to disavow any knowledge of the questionnaire. I figured he'd say something like, come on. Do you really think we're that stupid? Well, if you'd asked me, I'd have said, you're damn right I do. But he didn't ask me. He asked this Joe Dirk, and basically what he told Joe Dirk is that they were that stupid. Well, to be perfectly fair, stupid was my characterization. And this is what Joe Dirk is saying. Not me. I'm reading it right from the article. Well, to be perfectly fair, stupid was my characterization. What he actually said was, it might be a stupid thing. It might be a smart thing. I won't make that judgment. But he did confirm that OEA was using this and similar questionnaires to collect information on groups and individuals considered to be part of the radical right. Moreover, Villarakis said OEA has been gathering such data for the past 4 years. The union head insisted the material is information only. I'm trying to find out who the hell's doing what, he said. Quite frankly, there are enemies of public schools out there. Well, folks, you can believe that if you want. It has nothing to do with schools. It has something to do with what's coming in this country. One of these days, anybody who disagrees with those in power are going to be rounded up and put in prison. And topping the list will be patriots, Christians, constitutionists, anybody who opposes socialism. Bet on it. You will be said to have a psychotic illness, and you will be called a terrorist. You've already started to be branded a terrorist. See, based on the recent pronouncement in the national press concerning the attributes of a terrorist as defined by the Clinton regime, this guy, W.K., and I'm not going to say his last name because I don't want this guy to get a bunch of flack, he developed this list. The following terrorist profile, according to the news media over the past week and a half. If you or anyone you know meets any of the criteria listed in this profile, you probably should turn that person or yourself into the nearest law enforcement officer. You are a terrorist, folks, if you are from or have ever visited the state of Michigan, know anyone from Michigan, or have ever known anyone who has known anyone from Michigan or does know anyone from Michigan.
You are a terrorist if you are, have ever been, or have ever known anyone who is a member of the National Rifle Association. You are a terrorist if you reside in, or have ever resided in, or visited any state with a militia, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you have participated in or supported militia activities physically, materially, or financially, or in any publication or communication, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you possess, have read, or have access to a copy of the United States Constitution, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you own and or use, or have ever owned and or used firearms for any purpose, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you are a farmer, or own, possess, or use organic fertilizer in any form, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who does or has. And folks, that's a joke. We know the difference between organic fertilizer and ammonium nitrate. And for those of you who don't know it, this was written because of the statement by the congressman from California who stated that, oh gee, anyone has access to manure. Really showing his brain. You are a terrorist if you own, possess, use, or handle diesel fuel for any purpose. Ever have done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does so. If you're a truck driver, you're a terrorist. You're a terrorist if you listen or have ever listened to talk radio, including Rush Limbaugh. Although I can't imagine why you would be a terrorist listening to Rush Limbaugh when his major financial contributor is Phil Donahue. You see, Rush is not really who you think he is. And what did you expect for someone sitting on half of his brain? You're a terrorist if you are or have ever been a WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, have ever known anyone who is or lived in any area where a WASP population was present, or have ever known anyone who is, has, or does. You are a terrorist if you belong to any political organization or party which is not recognized as the Democratic Party. You are a terrorist if you disagree with the president on anything in any way, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you refuse to believe what the national media says, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you possess, use, or have access to any vehicle without a license plate, ever have, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You also are a terrorist if you have ever done anything that could be construed as violent, including raising your voice to someone, or have ever known anyone who has or does, or if you talk in any manner which is not considered to be politically correct. You are a terrorist if you believe, or have ever believed, that the government is not above the law, or have ever expressed such beliefs, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you have ever criticized the government, or any agency, or personnel thereof in any way, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you believe or feel that federal authorities acted in any way improperly in their handling of the Branch Davidian crisis in Waco, Texas, on and before April 19, 1993, or at any time thereafter, have ever harbored or expressed such opinions, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You're a terrorist if you read or possess any conservative publication, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you believe or maintain that the U.S. government has lied to the American people at any time for any reason, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You're a terrorist if you know, possess a copy of, or recite the Pledge of Allegiance, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who does, or has, or that you believe will. You are a terrorist if you believe or maintain that parents should control the education of their children instead of the government doing so, have ever so believed or maintained, or have ever known anyone who has or does, and if you homeschool your children, you may be scheduled for immediate execution. After having been tried and convicted by the media. You are a terrorist if you refuse to believe that the U.S. Constitution says whatever the government says it says, have ever so believed, maintained, or stated, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You're a terrorist, according to these scumbag, lying, communist, puke-faced media hype jerks, if you refuse to accept or are critical of current U.S. policies, goals, and objectives with respect to the United Nations, have ever been so, have ever read or possessed any publication or listened to any broadcast from whatever source that has been so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you are mistrustful or suspicious of the Federal Reserve System, have ever been or have ever known anyone who holds or ever held such attitudes. You are a terrorist if you have ever participated in any group, rally, meeting, or gathering where firearms were present or discussed, or have ever known anyone who has. You are a terrorist if you have ever possessed or worn any type of camouflage clothing or camouflaged object, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You are a terrorist if you refuse to accept the premise that safety and security are worth more than any so-called rights, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. You're a terrorist, ladies and gentlemen, if you refuse to accept the premise that only persons with something to hide advocate the so-called right to privacy, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. And under that premise, I think, to make sure that Bill and Hillary are not harboring any contagious, fatal disease, they should disrobe completely to the state of nudity on national television. And of course, if they haven't got anything to hide, why would they refuse? You are a terrorist if you possess, maintain, or have access to any stockpile containing more than a 7-day supply of food and/or clothing, currency, fuel, weapons, or other commodities or supplies in any form. Associate with any group, organization, or institution that does or that advocates such activities, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. In fact, if you have any large amount of cash on your person, or in your home, or in your automobile at any time, and large amounts of cash could amount to no more than $200 or $300, you are a terrorist and might also be labeled a drug dealer. You are a terrorist if you own, use, or have access to any computer or fax machine, or communicate with any other person by means of such computer or fax machine, including communications carried over telephone lines or via the internet, have ever done so, or have ever known anyone who has or does. How about that? Now, folks, because somebody else wrote this, you cannot purchase this tape from us. The same way with Dr. Stephen Jacobson's treatise on money that we aired on the 27th. You cannot purchase that tape from us either. Isn't it fun? Imagine, ladies and gentlemen, if you will, six armed terrorists wearing bulletproof vests forcing their way into your home. You don't know who they are. All of a sudden, your door comes down and six armed terrorists wearing bulletproof vests and ski masks dressed in black force their way into your home. Assault you and your pregnant wife. Your wife makes it to the phone and calls the sheriff. However, when he arrives, instead of enforcing the law, the sheriff helps the terrorists search and seize your property for over 4 hours while you and your wife are unlawfully restrained without being charged or arrested, without any lawful authority or lawful warrant, in violation of your rights, which are supposed to be protected under the Constitution and laws of the United States. Now imagine, if you will, your privacy grossly invaded, your property stolen, You and your wife suffering from shock, trauma, stress, loss of life, which was a miscarriage caused by this invasion. Loss of property, work, and loss of the expectation to be secure in your home, among other injuries. You seek to get a redress of grievance against these terrorists by reporting these crimes to the United States Attorney, Attorney General for the state, governor, county attorney, and you even try the sheriff once more, hoping that he will come around and do his job. Is it because these terrorists are employed by the government, that everyone you report these crimes to refuse to take any action against the illegal issuance, unreasonable execution of the alleged search warrant? This really happened to Mark and Cheryl Andra, and a copy of all that happened is attached to this document that I'm reading from. And I've looked into this, folks. I've looked into it, and it's this kind of thing that causes the American people to be disgusted. And I mean absolutely disgusted. People aren't just angry over Waco, they're angry over a long chain of events that have brought us to this state. And if the federal government were really interested in resolving this tremendous anger that exists across the country. And these are not right-wing radical, hate-mongering, white supremacist, militia gun-toting weirdos. Nor are they Islamic terrorists or any of these other things that everybody's been branding everybody as, and they don't necessarily live in Michigan. If you read Perceptions, you know that Gwen Wyckoff is a liberal. You know that she is also into the New Age stuff. You know that she's also angry at the federal government. You know that she also tries to expose the truth about what's going on in this country in her magazine called Perceptions. If you know anything about me, you certainly could not call me far right-wing radical, white racist or supremacist or anything else like that. You see, I know homosexuals, and I'm not mad at them because they're homosexual. I would be angry with them if they tried to teach my daughter to be a homosexual or try to get her to do anything homosexual. That would make me angry. But as long as they practice their, what they call their lifestyle in their own bedroom with those who are consenting adults, I have no problem with what they do, never have and never will. I have no problem with anybody worshiping at whatever altar of their choice that they wish, and I'll fight for their right to do it. I don't believe in racism. I believe it's the biggest plague that's ever afflicted humanity in the history of the world. You see, this is not a right-wing thing. This is an American thing. And anyone who loves liberty, no matter their religion, or their political persuasion, or their color, or their race, or their creed, or their point of national origin or ancestry, people who love liberty are angry. They are upset. And they're going to continue to be angry. And they're going to continue to be upset until something is done about the continuing encroachments upon the rights of the American people, upon this freight train that is propelling us into a police state the likes of which Hitler never dreamed of. And I don't see how these media-lying, puke-faced pigs can get on their television screens, straighten their toupees, read off all of the things that prove that what I just said is true, and then say that those of us who are upset about it are somehow crazy. I think that's more than weird. I think it's off the wall. I think that, in fact, you know what I think, so I don't even have to say what I think. News item, quoting Free, saying the militias definitely were not involved, and they are focusing on the common denominator, which is McVeigh's military acquaintances, Gulf War vets. This is also a common denominator in some other things that we have tracked, folks, Gulf vets, including mind control and the Anti-Defamation League, which may turn out to have some interesting findings shortly. President Clinton is now complaining loudly that the Supreme Court threw out a common-sense ban on guns around schools. He gave the Attorney General 1 week to find a legal way around the ruling of the Supreme Court. Quote, I want the action to be constitutional, but I am determined to keep guns away from schools. End quote. This is the guy that says, if the judge have ruled, you got to obey it. Well, Slick Willie, how come you don't have to obey it? Clinton said in his weekly radio address, quote, we must reverse the practical impact of the court's decision, end quote. Now, what does that mean? Just what does that mean, folks? Do you know? I don't know. Then he talks about national crises and all this other stuff. Japan proposes gun control resolution at crime confab in Cairo May 1st. Japan's Justice Minister Isao Maeda on Monday urged worldwide efforts to halt the illegal international trade in firearms, proposing to a United Nations Conference on Crime Prevention the adoption of a gun control resolution that would take effect in all signatory member nations. Well, if we're not under the United Nations, how could that be? Huh? Anybody know? And according to the news media, Jack McClam and I co-host a radio program together. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Jack McClam and I co-host a radio program together. Isn't this amazing? Is not this amazing? Also, did I tell you last night? I think I did, but just in case I didn't, we have a second seismograph printout from a second seismographic station, not the same station. It confirms two explosions 10 seconds apart. 10 seconds apart. Now, I really don't have time to do this, so I guess I won't. I was going to read something to you folks tonight, but I'll read it to you tomorrow. And I hope you'll forgive the sort of jumbled program tonight, but I have been working very hard on the newspaper, and I really didn't put together a program tonight. I grabbed a sheaf of documents and ran out the door is what I did. And that's not my normal method of doing a program. But right now I think the newspaper is a little more important than tonight's than having tonight's program all together professionally and in some kind of a order. I think what you got was good, pertinent information. I think you need to know the information, and I think that you can use it. So with that, I'll tell you one more time that you can subscribe to Veritas by sending $15 for six issues, $30 for 12 issues, $18 for, $15 for six issues, $30 for 12 issues, $40 for 18 issues, and $50 for 24 issues to Veritas, spelled V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S, Veritas. Make your checks or money orders payable to Veritas. And send them to Post Office Box 3390. That's 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's Veritas, P.O. Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. For those of you who would like to attend our conference, it's going to be a wing-dinger. And I mean a wing-dinger. You'll learn a lot of things that you won't learn anywhere else. It's basically for members. If you're a single member, it's $100, CAGI or Intelligence Service. If you have a family membership and two members are going to come, it's $150. If three or more members of your family will come on that membership, it's $200. If you are not a member, it's $350 non-negotiable. All conference fees are non-refundable for any reason. They are non-refundable. If you all of a sudden find you can't come, it is your job to fill that chair with somebody else who will reimburse you for whatever you paid. It is not our responsibility. However, we may be able to help you in some instances. If we can't, we'll let you know. We won't string you along. Okay, folks. And remember, that's May 29th through June the 2nd. May 29th through June the 2nd. And you had better get your fees in quickly. Good night, everybody. And God bless you all.
Never in human history has so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these gangsters and international government gangsters took it from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on Earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They have foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms.
They want it.
A new world order.